Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank appeals documents, 1913-1914, page 1572, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mother left me at the store to go to the pencil factory, promising to come right back. And after waiting at the store for about 10 minutes, I decided to walk toward the pencil factory to meet my mother. And upon arriving at the factory, inasmuch as I did not meet my mother, I entered the factory and went to the second floor near the time clocks, one of which registered 15 minutes until 12 o'clock noon, and the other one showed 13 minutes after 12 o'clock. When I reached a point opposite the time clocks, there was present Leo M. Frank, a lady stenographer, or at least a lady was sitting at the typewriter, Corinthia Hall, Emma Clark Freeman, Arthur White, and Mrs. Arthur White. Emma Clark Freeman asked Mr. Frank if she could use the phone, whereupon Mr. Frank told her that she could use the phone, and after a short talk on the phone, Mrs. Freeman and Miss Hall left the factory, and I did not see them any more that day. Just after Mrs. Freeman and Miss Hall left the factory, and while Arthur White and his wife were standing at the foot of the steps leading up to the third floor from the second floor where they were in conversation, my mother came down the steps referred to, and when she saw me standing near the time clocks, my mother said, "I thought I left you at Alverson's store," and I replied that I was tired of waiting and told my mother to hurry and go out with me, and my mother told me that she had to go back to the fourth floor to get her a package and would be back as quickly as possible. I and my mother talked for several minutes, and when I and my mother finished talking, my mother went up the stairs. Arthur White also went up the same stairway, and Mrs. White left the factory. Then I was again left alone. I noticed that the lady that I had supposed was the stenographer was gone, and I did not see her anymore, and I think she must have left the factory while I was talking with my mother. At about 10 or 12 minutes after 12 o'clock noon, I saw a young girl come up the stairs and walk into Mr. Frank's office, and I paid very little attention to the girl's face, and after remaining in Mr. Frank's office some 3 or 4 minutes, the girl went out of Mr. Frank's office and passed on down the stairway that led to the first floor. The girl had on an attractive dress which I think was between a pink and lavender color, and that the dress was short, and the girl was evidently young, and she was heavily built. The